The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Since the Passover of the Jews was near, Jesus went up to Jerusalem. He found in the temple area those who sold oxen, sheep, and doves, as well as the money changers seated there. He made a whip out of cords and drove them all out of the temple area with the sheep and oxen, and spilled the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. And to those who sold doves, he said, "Take these out of here and stop making my Father's house a marketplace." His disciples recalled the words of Scripture: "Zeal for your house will consume me." At this, the Jews answered and said to him, "What sign can you show us for doing this?" Jesus answered them and said, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." The Jews said, "This temple has been under construction for 46 years, and you will raise it up in 3 days." But he was speaking of the temple of his body. Therefore, when he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this, and they came to believe the scripture and the words Jesus had spoken. While he was in Jerusalem for the feast of Passover, many began to believe in his name when they saw the signs he was doing. But Jesus would not trust himself to them, because he knew them all and did not need anyone to testify about human nature. He himself understood it well. The Gospel of the Lord. Just as I was reading that, don't you think that was a very interesting phrase, that the last little phrase of the Gospel this morning? He did not need anyone to tell him about human nature. He understood it well. That to me speaks volumes. He understands human nature well. So we're going to do something we don't normally do this morning. We're going to have a look, maybe a quick look at the Ten Commandments. Now, I don't know if any of you remember that we still have Ten Commandments. Some people nowadays give you the impression, rather than having Ten Commandments, it's Ten Suggestions. But we still have ten Commandments. You know the old story, Moses came down from Mount Horeb, and all the Israelites were waiting to hear what news he had, and he had two tablets of stone, and he said, "I've good news and bad news for you. I got them down to 10. But he said, adultery is still in." So, anyhow. Can you all repeat the Ten Commandments? Number one, you shall not have strange gods before me. Second commandment, you shall not take the name of the God in vain. And then, interesting, the third commandment, remember, keep holy the Sabbath day. Fourth commandment, honor your father and mother. Fifth commandment, thou shalt not kill. Sixth commandment, sixth commandment is, thou shalt not commit adultery, not thou shalt not kill. Seventh commandment, seventh commandment, thou shalt not steal. Eighth commandment, thou shalt not false witness against your neighbor. Ninth commandment, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife. Have you ever wondered what about coveting your neighbor's husband? isn't it strange, huh? It is strange, actually. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife. And 10th commandment. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's goods. So, you know, isn't it funny how we have forgotten, and they are the basis of our faith. Now, very briefly, they're all based on what we might call relationship, right? And the first three commandments are all about who? God. And the remaining seven are all about our neighbor, right? Then, you know, you're doing very well. The remaining seven are all about our neighbor. And so we can sum them up in love of God and love of our neighbor. Now let's just look at one or two. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. The name Jesus is a very, very beautiful name and always has to be treated with respect. And I feel it personally, and I almost feel the pain when somebody uses the name of Jesus, or especially Jesus Christ, as an expletive. And that's a very common thing. Very, very common. Now, to show respect for the name of Jesus, you may or may not notice, but whenever I say the name Jesus, I always bow my head as a mark of respect. And that's very important. And also it's very important when you enter the church, and especially if you come in front of the Blessed Sacrament, that you genuflect. And if you're at a time in your life when you can't genuflect, you do a deep bow before the Blessed Sacrament. You don't ignore it. Today, I notice people ignore the Blessed Sacrament. So we are, you know, in some ways losing it bit by bit. Now, the other interesting thing is, we know very little, most of us, about what the Muslims believe in, or the Muslim faith, or Islam. But whenever a Muslim mentions the name Jesus, they always say peeboo after they mention the name Jesus. P-B-U-H. Do you all know what that means? Jesus. You look, any Muslim who mentions the name Jesus will immediately say peeboo, or peace be upon him. They have a great respect for the name of Jesus. And I think that's something all of us need to look at. And while talking about that, just for one moment, people very often say in, or tell in confession, I've sworn. I don't think, or I do think, I think most of you have never sworn in your life. So what does swearing mean? Swearing is when you call upon God to witness that what you say is the absolute truth. How often do any of you do that in your life? Or, you know, unless you're in court or as a witness. But normally you never do that. And what you mean by swearing is you used a naughty word, like a four-letter word or something. That is not a sin. Strange to say, it's just bad language, but it's not a sin. Now, I'm not encouraging you all to go out and begin, you know, using four-letter words, but it's not a sin, and it's certainly not swearing. I hope that makes sense. And then we move along through the commandments, and guess what? We get stuck. As if the only commandment among the ten is the sixth. And we get stuck in anything to do with sex. And we think the only sin we can commit is anything to do with sex. Sex is something beautiful given to us by God, and again to be respected. But a sin we totally ignore, or a commandment we totally ignore, which one do you think I'm talking about? Anybody willing? The one we totally ignore, and you probably never heard a priest giving a homily on it. And it's one we're all guilty of very often. Which one is that? I think it's the 10th. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's goods, thy neighbor's property. So that deals with sins of avarice, greed, just accumulating wealth with no respect for anybody else, naked ambition, cheating, deals with all those things. And part of it is injustice. And it's rarely that anybody ever mentions that in confession. And yet most of us, to be honest, have been guilty of that at some stage in our life, and maybe all our lives, you know, greed, wanting more, avarice, accumulation of things, possessions, basing our whole reputation on what we have rather than who we are. Something we got to be very much aware of. So I want you today, for a few, you know, a little while, to look into that especially. And I'm going to suggest to you, and I'm also going to do it myself during the week, and I wouldn't ask you to do it if I wasn't willing to do it. But somehow or other, I want you to do some little bit of almsgiving this week. The opening prayer in the Mass mentioned that. Give somebody in need some little bit of money or something, or a little bit of your time. So when you're out and about, and if you see some person, you know, on the street that could do with a bit of help, if you don't have any money in your pocket, at least stop and say hello and ask them how they are. That's part of almsgiving. Doesn't always mean putting your hand in your pocket. So it's a practical thing. So make up your mind now, this week, and I will do it too, that somehow or other, I will make sure I do some almsgiving this week. It's a very practical thing, and nothing will bring us closer to God. The least little thing we give, God said, even a cup of water in my name, I will not forget. Even a cup of water. So that's a little suggestion for you. And just today, look up on the internet, or if you have a catechism at home or a prayer book, and just go through the 10 commandments and see how they apply in your life. There was a little girl, and she was taken to Mass for the first time. And on her way out, the priest said to her, "Oh, good morning," he said. "Did you enjoy Mass this morning?" And she said, "I liked the singing and the music, but," she said, "the commercial was a bit too long. So on that note, I will stop." Yep, the commercial was a bit too long. So now if you stand.